I want to repeat what we heard in today's second reading. Mend your ways. Encourage one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace. St. Paul was writing to a community of Christians in the town of Corinth. He had taught them and shaped them in their life, and then he was moving on to other communities, and when he got to the town of Ephesus, he heard that there was conflict in Corinth. And he tried to encourage them, writing these letters that have become part of our scriptures. And so he's challenging them in the face of their disagreement and conflict. Mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another, live in peace. How do these words land in the midst of conflict in our day? Words that need to be spoken in the face of all that has been in the news over the course of the last week. Words that challenge every community of believers in the face of any conflict. Words that should resonate in our hearts. Now, how these words land in the midst of this conflict in our country that's going on, the racial divide and the violence and all of the different opinions that surround this, how this lands in our day, these words of St. Paul, it might depend on whether I take these words to heart myself or whether I think those are words you need to hear. Very often, the impact of Scripture is based on whether we are internalizing it or whether we think it's meant for somebody else. I feel very confident in saying that God is asking each one of us to internalize what He challenges us with. Mend your ways. Encourage one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace. Now, I also feel good reflecting on how today's celebrations can help us with this. This feast of the Holy Trinity that we celebrate, and these beautiful children receiving their first communion. Celebrations that can bring home for us what it is that God wants. What it is that God spoke through Paul in challenging us to get along, to seek peace. Now, the point of the teaching of the Holy Trinity is to know who God is. And so in our earliest years of religion class, we learn that God is three and one. But what this means is that God exists as a relationship. Jesus comes along and reveals that this God is Father, that He has come as the Son, and this Spirit, this love between them, is a unity that is captured in their relationship. We are made in God's image. And so we are made for relationships. It's why our relationships have the impact on us that they do. It's also why we are challenged to broaden who we see in our relationships. Because if we are made to live in this relationship with God, so is each other person. And therefore, we cannot live with God unless we can live with each other. And so this Feast of the Trinity challenges us. Now, the whole notion of relationships, living with each other, this is one of Jesus' favorite ways to stretch us. In the Gospels, He is constantly challenging people's notion of who should they include. Think of the famous story of the Good Samaritan. It starts with a question where Jesus says, "And who is your neighbor?" And then goes on to describe the person least expected as the person to see as your neighbor. And so He stretches us to see who it is that we should live in peace with, that we should seek to agree with. Now, as much as Jesus stretches us, God never expects anything of us that He will not also do Himself. When God took on flesh and came to live among us, We have a God who doesn't just say, you all down there get along with each other. He says, I will come in the midst of all of your turmoil. I will become one of you. And so we have in today's gospel, God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. This relationship that is God's life comes to this world and invites us to be a part of it. God teaches us that relationships on this earth are ways for us to become ready for the life of heaven. When we learn how to live with one another, we better learn how to live with God. And so it starts in our own families. We have to learn to live that particular relationship of husband and wife. As children are brought in, they have to learn to live with mom and dad and siblings, and it grows into our various communities, our families, our societies. And as it grows, it often becomes more challenging. And yet, we hear the constant refrain in our faith that says, love one another, even your enemies. Forgive over and over and over and over again. We are constantly stretched to live well in our relationships here so that we can share in the relationship with God, our Holy Trinity. Now, throughout the Gospels, there are many ways that this is taught, and so I want to highlight two of them today. The first one I already mentioned. God who sends His Son, this Son who is willing to sacrifice everything for the good of another. It's the way that He highlights what a real relationship is. Willingness to lay down your life for another. But there's a second example as well that I want to highlight today. More of a homey example. An example that captures the beauty of relationships across cultures. We see it in every part of the world. It is the kind of relationship that begins to be forged in someone's home. Often around someone's table. It is a way that we celebrate the beginnings of a relationship and a beautiful kind of hospitality that reflects the desire that we have for a relationship. It's the kind of relationship that often starts with someone who is the host saying, "Can I get you something to eat?" Think of the power of those words. Coming into someone's home, and they say, "Can I get you something to eat?" It is about recognizing that you matter to me, that I have something to give to you, that if we can share something as essential to human life as food, the bond between us can be celebrated to some degree. But as beautiful that as that is, as much hospitality as it is, again, God shows us the way. God cannot be outdone. And so what we celebrate today with First Communion for these children brings these two kinds of relationships together. The way that God gives, sending His Son, offering us food. God sacrifices Himself by saying precisely to us, "Can I get you something to eat?" Think about what happens in just a moment. This altar that is also our table, from this altar, Jesus Himself will come as our food. And He says to you children and to all of us, "Can I get you something to eat?" And if we can say yes, He says, "I will give you myself. Not just something of which I have, but me, my body and blood for your food, for your life." These children are being fed by this loving God for the first time. The rest of us should reflect on what it means to be fed by God. First Communion is always inspiring because we see the hunger in their eyes, the enthusiasm that they have, the openness to receive God. And we celebrate with them, but we should learn from them and hear the Lord who calls them to Himself as He calls each one of us. What God says is, "I want to draw you into my life so that you can share each other's life." We are a community a community of faith, a community of people created by God, a community equal in dignity, a community deserving of every justice and respect, because we are a community that depends on the God who has given us His Son and gives us Himself to eat. The Mass that we celebrate is both at the same time a sacrifice and a meal. This is an altar and a table. Picture God welcoming you to His home and then sitting you down for the greatest feast. He spends all His energy so that you will have everything. These children are first-time guests at the table of the Lord. And they can help the rest of us so that we never take this for granted. This is important because what happens for these children from this day forward in many ways depends on all of us. You parents, first of all, but our whole community of faith. Because the way we celebrate what is happening at this Mass is what conveys to them that this is important. If it only seems important because they get dressed up and we give them a lot of attention, and then from then on it just seems like an ordinary thing, we have failed. It is about coming in every time to receive all that the Lord has, to anticipate with enthusiasm the God who gives us everything and provides us something to eat. And so here we are, fed by God for a relationship with Him and with all His children. Mend your ways. Encourage one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace.